Also, you institute a thing that I hope doesn't become a New Orleans custom because it would be so expensive, but it's the double funeral. That was brilliant. Just the whole idea of you can't agree on the funeral, have two.
Oh, I know. Well, I explored it in depth when they went out to Lake Lawn. Of course they're going to go to Lake Lawn. And they have a saleswoman who is surely on commission. And she's, of course, picturing all the accoutrements that go with it. And I guess I was writing that pretty freshly, having gone out to Lake Lawn myself to make my arrangements. I didn't want my arrangements. All I wanted was my plot. I wanted to seal myself into a little piece of real estate in Metairie Cemetery, which is actually in Orleans Parish, because I did want to be in Orleans Parish.
I know. That's very important to you.
Yeah. Although I would have rather been in Carrollton Cemetery, but, oh, it's a mess. Anyway, so I knew that there's all kinds of frills and flowers that you can order in advance. So I knew exactly how they operate out there. And when Cheska and Ronald go out to talk to Mrs. Hirsch out there, Cheska can see her thought processes. And a double funeral could potentially have double limos, double everything except burials. I mean, you can't put her in the ground in February and then dig her up again in August. So Cheska draws a line at doing two coffins.
Well, this better not set a trend. That's all I can say.
Oh.
But now I have to ask you, why did you dedicate this book to Bernie Sanders? Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I just would like to hear your reasoning.
The book on the dedication page just says dedicated to Bernie Sanders. That's all it says, which is cryptic as hell, because for all anybody knows, I know Bernie Sanders, but I don't. Well, my thought process was I just sat there and I thought, I've dedicated books to my kids. I've dedicated books to my grandkids. Do I want to do it over again? And I thought, no. Okay, whom do I adore as much as I adore them? Well, nobody. But whom do I adore a lot? And I sat and I thought and I thought and I thought. And the only person I had this pure adoration for was Bernie Sanders. I thought,
excellent.
Why not? I'm sure he would never admit what his theological or atheological beliefs are, but I'm sure he's not offended by that.
Well, I hope you send him a copy.
I did. I sent it to the Sanders Institute up in Vermont.
Excellent. It should be in his library.
I hope it gets to him.
I do too.